been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me, family, all the blood that I will bleed.
This is Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Before the night is through, somebody. someone wrong, and I fear that it was me. Sapphire bullets, bullets of your love. Sapphire bullets, bullets of your
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Yeah. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not a happy man I used to be. No, no, no. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why did she have to go? I don't know. She wouldn't say. But wait a minute. I said something wrong. Not long for yesterday. Oh, yesterday. Such an easy game to play as it was. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe yesterday. Why did she have to go? I don't know. She wouldn't say. But listen, I must have said something wrong. Not long for yesterday. Yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe
I knew. She seemed really depressed.
He had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you going to do? Let them destroy themselves? I mean, I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
I was in my mind. absolutely right.
I certainly was in the right.
It's definitely not like he was cruising for bruising.
Became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Sister's gone out, she's on a date, and you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. What for? So you've got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. Smoke your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching with the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is so dead, why you've gotta keep in style and feed your head. Well, you're 21 and still your mother makes your bed, and that's too long.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. Another one bites the dust. Hey.